It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, we have been talking about how the election of Donald Trump could create the possibility that his policies could have significant implications for the Inland Empire's economy. In past segments, we have talked about how the Trump policies might affect trade and logistics and environmental regulation in our region. This morning, we asked Dr. Husing how the Trump presidency is likely to affect health care, particularly given Trump's stated desire to kill off the Affordable Care Act, and given that it has cut the share of the Inland Empire's uninsured from nearly 29% in 2012, almost half, to 13.5% in 2015, just from the expansion of the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid.
The implications of this are for our economy, as also for the prosperity of people living in this region, are profound, given the numbers that you just cited. I mean, when you literally more than cut in half the number of people without health care, that has two facts that it creates. Fact one, people have health care who didn't have it before. And that means they are, as part of their lifestyle, have the ability to access the medical system in ways that they never have before. They've basically gone without. Generally, they've tended to do things such as use the emergency room as their health care. Mm. This has shifted that. So that's in terms of the families affected. And remember, we're an area where 26% of children are living in poverty, where 17 to 18% of all people live in poverty. So this has been an enormously positive effect on that part of our population. The other part of it, though, deals with the third greatest creator of jobs for the Inland Empire, and that is the healthcare system. Because number one has been logistics. Number two has been construction, but almost tied with it has been healthcare. And so what you've seen when you create a bunch of people that now have access to the healthcare system is a very large increase in demand for services from that system, which means creating employment opportunities, whether it's for doctors or for nurses or for the wide range of technicians who work in the healthcare system. And remember, when you go through the healthcare system, most of the people you're meeting are not doctors. Most of them are technicians, somebody running MRI, somebody taking your pulse, somebody that's doing sonography with all of those skill sets are a huge creator of demand for labor, and it's labor that gets well paid. It also puts some pressure on the education system to train for those jobs, because they are very good paying jobs, and we don't have a very good pipeline right now to be filling them. We are understaffed already, but this has created a demand, and it's a set of jobs which people can be trained for, which does create upward mobility to the middle class for people who are cut out of it right now. Example just of a group that's been gearing up for this is Loma Linda University Medical Center, with the opening of their San Manuel campus in San Bernardino, where what they're aiming to do there is to train people with either a GED or a high school diploma only to get into the healthcare system, to get on that track up which they can move into better and better paying jobs. So there are real strong implications of if you, in fact, unwind it and don't replace the Affordable Care Act for the Inland Empire economy on both of these ways.
And judging from how you sound, this could be fairly quick, have a quick impact on the region if they repealed those sections of Obamacare, at least enough of it to affect the financial part of it, and didn't replace it with anything because they were having arguments about what to replace it with.
Well, and there's a lot of discussion, particularly in the House with Speaker Ryan, of ways to try that they would like to go to replace it. The complexity of this is, as the fight over Obamacare itself showed, is profound. So it's going. This is going to be, I think, pins and needles for the Inland Empire economy, given the importance of the healthcare system to this area. And as I said, it's our third leading creator of jobs, and really the sector that is most likely to allow for a high end of the economy that hasn't been there.
Coming up next week, how Donald Trump's promised immigration policies could affect the Inland Empire economy. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.